Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
You hear what Joe Markley is doing? He's trying to make you understand, allow you to understand, to give you the information coming from a Republican, a devout small government guy, that there are a handful at best of people who are members of the opposition party who provide opposition. He made that quite clear, and I frequently get asked, what's wrong with the state? Why does the state fail? Why do the Democrats keep getting away with their destructiveness? Why do they keep getting to rob from those who go to work to give to those who don't? Why do they keep conspiring to dismantle the way of life of many, many towns and many, many people in the state in order to divert funds and power and influence to their specific voting blocks? That is not representing the best interests of the state, but representing their own particular scheme for transferring power that belongs to the people of the state into their own hands for their own political benefit. This is how politics works in our country today, and that's why it's so frustrating. Because these politicians who run the state of Connecticut are the destroyers of the state of Connecticut, and they know it full well, and they go about it every day trying to figure out or just executing their plans for using the power that belongs to you, that's on loan to them, in order that they can do what's best for the state. And they have absolutely zero interest and spend no time doing what's best for the state. But instead, they do what's best for their reelections. This is an epidemic. This is why the state's been ruined. And that's what Joe Markley was just saying. I'm putting my own words to it, but he was opening up a little bit so that you can understand what the challenge is here. That it's not enough if you happen to be lucky enough to live in a place where somebody other than a Democrat has gained election. After you elect that alternative person, Republican or otherwise, you then have to dog them and pay attention to what's going on in the news and pay attention to the legislation that the evil ones are proposing and planning to jam through with emergency powers for for emergency powers that should have been lifted by now and shouldn't have been instituted, perhaps, and certainly should have been instituted in ways other than the way they were. But again, political considerations, the best interests of the Democrats, are always what's first. You need to pressure Republicans to be the party of opposition because they will cave in and go along with the power structure in order to get little crumbs of benefits for themselves to aid their political survival. That's how the business works. It's up to you to fix it. That's my rant. Yours coming up at 751-4698. Wake up, time for freedom, baby. Wake up, time to fly. Wake up, time for freedom. Okay, okay. Let's get to it. Rant line time. Now, you know how the rant line works. We play the rants. We mix them up with people calling in to discuss topics that maybe we were discussing earlier in the show or maybe to respond to rant opinions. And we make this a grander interactive moment for the program. Here's the first rant for today. The phone number, just a reminder, 860-751-4698 if you want to rant. And if you wish to call, it's the usual phone number, 522-9842.
Yeah, Todd, my rant for the day is this president should definitely be arrested for murder for his response for the coronavirus response. It has been so bad, and he's responsible for so much death that you couldn't even put a number. He should be probably executed for it. And he's made himself a completely irrelevant president because of the fact that he's up to 20,000 lives to the American people. He's irrelevant. He's made himself that way because you can't believe a single word he says. Everything he says, I completely disregard. I don't believe a single word that comes out of his mouth.
Well, you just described how I view everybody virtually holding elective office, certainly on a national level. And I mean, if you listen to Bloomie talk, if you listen to Murphy talk, what do you hear but lies? If you listen to the governor talk, what do you hear but lies? And worse is the stuff they don't even articulate that's going on, that they know is going on, that's bad. What Joe Markley was just talking about, and they keep their mouths shut, and they go along with the scams. That's how politics works. We are victimized by a media that fixates on the irrelevant, the personality of Donald Trump 24/7. The media machinery it's embarrassing how devoid of news coverage there is on the news channels, where they just, CNN is a joke. It's just the tear apart Trump network 24/7. Grotesque.
Todd, I wish, first, it's Frank from Windsor, but I wish I had the confidence that your callers are having with Trump and the campaign. Trump seems to be running a non-existent campaign here. He's shadow boxing against a no-show candidate, obviously, Joe Biden. The Trump haters in the media, they're just taking pot shots at him, and he's taking them, and there's really no campaign going here. Just shadow boxing. I don't know. What do we got, 3 months? I don't think it looks good for Trump, but we'll see. We could get a president elected from his basement. Good grief.
Yeah, well, it certainly isn't going well right now. But that doesn't mean anything's locked in because he's running against Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, I don't see how he can do anything other than campaign from the basement, that is keeping himself from visibility in order that he can't blow the election. That's his game plan. And I don't think there's anything more dangerous for a campaign, for a candidate, than to run for office by not running for office, because at some point there's going to be three debates. Biden has to stick his head up out of the sand, and then he has to know how to talk. And this guy never knows how to talk. But nothing's worse than being a candidate and not have practice saying what you're supposed to say. And not having tested your material in front of crowds and found the nuance of what really resonates, what makes your rhetoric work. And this guy's as inept as any politician on the national stage.
I think Trump is going to be reelected. Lots of people that I talk to are fully behind him, but nobody wants to stand up and support him in public because of his manner and his tweets. I do wish he would stop that. But Hillary at this stage was way ahead in the polls, and the world does recognize that Biden is an incompetent to start with, and now he's he's got a bad case of amnesia or whatever it might be. Not amnesia, but whatever it is. That's all I know. Maybe I have the same thing.
Maybe we all have a little of that. Thank you for that. So these are rant line calls we're listening to right now. We do this every day. You call anytime you want, 24-7, 860-751-4698, and we play them now. We mix them in with live calls, so if you want to call in live right now and comment on what you're hearing, we can do that as well. All right, thanks so much for tuning in. Let's mix some phone calls in with the rant line calls. Jerry in Naugatuck. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing? Great show, Todd.
Thank you, sir.
I think Trump's going to win by a landslide. I don't believe the polls at all. Who's going to vote for Biden when the guy is feeble? He can't even put a correct sentence together. He was on The View, and he was on for like 3 minutes without completing a sentence.
Trump, one thought, not even a thought. Forget about a sentence. He couldn't complete a thought.
Exactly. Trump is playing three-dimensional chess against this.
He couldn't complete a thought, even with the women who were hosting The View filling in for him, trying to help him through it.
Exactly. And Trump, with the police and the safety and security, who wants to invest in the stock market if the whole country's on fire? Next week, he's going to come out with a news conference identifying the Democrat governors and the Democrat mayors that are letting this country burn. And when that happens, you're going to see a big sway, whether it's in the polls or not. But I'm telling you right now, nobody wants to invest in this country with Biden leading. If he's lucky to lead for a year, and then the vice president would take over. So you're actually not voting for Biden. You're voting for the Democratic vice president.
Well, that's a good point. So Biden has to choose a vice president, and that will undoubtedly be a divisive choice, won't it?
Yes, it'll be a socialist or far left.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, despite the Democrats' opposition to him in the House and in the Senate, he's accomplished more in 3.5-4 years than Obama and Biden did in 50 years.
You know? However, Jerry, the reason I can't share your confidence right now is because, one, the president has lost his groove. Thank you for the phone call. And he's not able to operate the way he's operated over the last 4 years because they've taken away his ability to control the news cycle with the COVID thing and with the Black Lives Matter thing. Trump does not control the news cycle the way he has become accustomed to do it. That's one problem I see. Another problem is he isn't campaigning in an effective way against Joe Biden. So every day he should be articulating a particular theme about Joe Biden and fleshing him out, making him come out and speak, so people can start to see his inability to complete a sentence. Now, maybe they're planning on starting that soon, but it's got to begin. There has to be a campaign, and you're ignoring that there's a barrage of propaganda every day on every major network and minor network of anti-Trumpism. And not just anti-Trumpism, but an anti-Trumpism based on simply his personality and his erratic behavior. And all the stuff he does that causes him to be the focus. And that stuff is not beneficial. If he could shut that off and focus on campaigning, if he were in some way able to be strategic in the way he manages himself, which he appears not to be, he could beat this stuff. But I don't see him rising to the occasion. I hope he does soon. I'm getting impatient. I'm getting nervous.
Hey, Todd, it's Tim from Stafford Springs. Hope you had a good vacation. A lot of people lately or earlier were saying what a great sacrifice everyone was making by staying home during the coronavirus and staying away from the elderly people, what a sacrifice they all were making and patting each other on the back. But it seems to me there's another sacrifice that could have been made, and that would be healthy young people who aren't greatly affected by the virus could have been working, keeping the economy going, staying away from their parents and grandparents like they're doing anyways. Isn't that the true sacrifice? Isn't hiding not a sacrifice?
Oh, that's a good point.
And killing the economy? And isn't going out into the world as a young and healthy person to keep it going, that's a sacrifice. Staying away from your parents, which is across the board what, you know, was happening. But stop patting yourself on the back and saying hiding is a great sacrifice. You did nothing. I'm an essential worker, so I had to go to work.
All right, listen.
So I think I have a different view
the good
than
stuff's
people
coming.
Who did stay home because
listen.
My ex-wife stayed home, and she's like, she's afraid for her life. And she shouldn't be because she's fairly young and fairly healthy. So anyways, and I think President Trump will be reelected, even though it kind of seems like maybe he's doing a lot of weird, crazy, dumb things compared to what he used to be like. Yeah.
Did you hear that little dig at his ex-wife? I like that. That's what I wanted you to hear. 860-522-9842. We're doing the rant line. Let's get Joe in Simsbury in for a live call. Hi, Joe.
Hi there. You know, I am 100% in agreement that police officers' pensions are just too rich, but I am also 100% convinced that that is something we should not be talking about right now. What is going on with police right now in this country, what I just saw on TV with the cops being beaten up by batons, where people were handing out baseball bats out of a car to go and beat up people from a defend police protest that was going on.
Where was this?
This is in Brooklyn. And I just watched Greg Gutfeld on The Five, which a lot of people who listen, I'm sure, are very familiar with. He was almost in tears talking about how his female employees can't even walk a few blocks to work because it is just chaos there. We're in Connecticut. Things are going well, and I commend those people who have taken a more reasonable activist approach. But around the country, and I'll give you one quick story. This will shock people. My coworker's cousin is a lieutenant in the Seattle Police Department. He told me yesterday they were told during the riots where they had to stand there for 12 hours straight, no food, no drink, no bathroom breaks, that if somebody had a gun as a protester, they were to wrestle the gun away from them. That is not how you take a gun away from somebody. But that was what the mayor and the council told. Our war should not be against police pensions right now. Our war should be against any Democrat, whether they're an elected official or whether they're our neighbor, who are defending this garbage, because we will end up in the most violent situation if this stuff does not stop.
Well, thank you for bringing it to our attention. There's nothing really here that's about attacking police in terms of the discussion we're having. This is an attack on the system that victimizes us all, including the police officers. So I view them as separate conversations, but nevertheless, I'm happy to hear what you had to say, Joe. Thank you for the call, as always. 860-522-9842, back to the rant line.
I think he's still got a lot of support.
Okay.
There was a woman on from Coast A&M who wrote a book on biological warfare, and supposedly... But there is a relationship between this biological warfare put in by the United States military and the pandemic. Close similarities. Biological methods like mosquito bites, Lone Star Tick, to pass on diseases. But actually, it's probably coming from our own military biological factories.
This is Monterey Financial Services.
Well, that's interesting. I haven't heard about that, but anything is possible, I suppose.
This is Monterey Financial Services with an important message. This is an attempt to collect a debt. Please do not...
Message erased. Next message.
These guys are always calling.
Hey, Todd. Chris from Wallingford. Just ranting about the whole, who do you think's going to win the election?
Okay.
I do think the Republicans are going to come out on top only because they're not caving to every special interest group right now. You see the Democrats caving, oh, we support you, we stand with you. What I want from our leaders is someone who stands for everyone, not just one part of society. And I think that's what's going to be the downfall of the Democrats. They don't speak to the majority of people. They speak to the minority of people.
Well, this is certainly a possibility. The question is, where will that opposition come from? Where will that voice come from that articulates what you just said? That's what has to happen. There's nobody saying that. But this is the risk the Democrats have as they keep the knee of COVID and their management of COVID on the neck of the American economy and on the American people. Will they be forced to do that for too long and create a big electoral problem for themselves?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.